BEP84, Sales, Site Visit.
Okay, here are your tokens.
Thanks.
We'll get those back when you come out. I see you brought your hard hats, so we're good to go. Okay, let me tell you a little about this project. This side of the tunnel is now over a mile long. So far, we've pulled out over 500,000 cubic meters of rock.
Really? That's quite a pace.
Indeed. And do you see that over there?
Yeah.
That's one of the new Aleva Shotcrete sprayers.
Right. I heard about them. They just came out on the market, didn't they?
Yep. It gets the job done in half the time, but the flow control is what really sets it apart.
Interesting.
Just a friendly safety warning here. You see that scaffolding to the right?
Yes.
It's best not to go back further than that. Where the roof of the tunnel is exposed, sometimes we get falling rock.
So the rock isn't very stable here?
Well, no cave-ins. But in another tunnel nearby, we've had some problems with stability. Here it's mainly groundwater.
Really? Groundwater?
Yes, I can show you the pump system over here. Well, I hope you both enjoyed your look around.
Yes, thanks.
Fantastic, thank you.
Okay, I'll look forward to seeing you at dinner tonight. But if you'll excuse me, I've got a few things to attend to before then.
Mentioning important information before the start of a tour.
How was your ride out here? Uneventful, I hope.
Do you guys have everything you need?
The bathrooms are over there.
Can I get you guys something to drink? Maybe a glass of water?
Introducing the project.
Okay. I'd just like to give you a brief overview of the project.
So far, we've been working for 187 days. With a crew of 30... we're at about 80,000 man-hours.
So, this project started in July 2007.
Right. From here you can see the whole assembly line. We operate 24 hours a day, and we can produce over 30,000 finished products in that time with a close to zero defect rate.
Pointing something out.
Can you see where I'm pointing? On the other side of the building over there, about 10 meters up. See it?
Have a look at this.
Let me just point something out. Look over there at the test bench.
About 50 meters past that crane, you'll see a little row of buildings.
Highlighting points of interest.
The most interesting thing about this assembly line is that we have a totally clean and static-free environment.
What's really amazing about the network we have going in and out of this building is the bandwidth. We have four OC48s yielding together almost 10,000 megabytes per second.
The thing I'd most like to draw your attention to is the sheer scale of this project.
Giving a friendly safety warning.
There are just a couple of things we need to watch out for.
Keep your eyes peeled for holes in the ground.
Be careful not to get your hands near any of the machinery.
It's best to keep your hard hats on, just as a safety precaution.
Finishing off the visit.
Thanks for having a look around.
I hope you enjoyed the tour. It was a pleasure to show you around.
We'd be very interested in your feedback on this project.
Before we finish up, do you have any questions?
Now, Ms. Lee, our communications manager, can answer any questions you have about our operation. Ms. Lee?
Let's practice some of the language we learned today. First, we'll focus on pointing something out. Imagine you're hosting a visit to your site. You'll hear a series of cues. Each cue consists of something you want to point out, followed by a beep. After the beep, use one of the phrases we've learned today to make a sentence. For example, if you hear "those rocks," you might say, "Can you see those rocks over there?" Other language you might use are, "Can you see where I'm pointing?" Or, "Have a look over there." Or, "Let me just point something out really quickly." Let's give it a try. Ready?
Testing area, there. Pump, here.
Behind, scaffolding.
Now, listen to some example answers. Of course, your answers may differ from these.
Testing area, there.
Answer: let me just point something out really quickly. Do you see the testing area over there?
Pump, here.
Answer: have a look at the pump over here.
Behind, scaffolding.
Answer: can you see where I'm pointing? Right there, behind the scaffolding.
For the second practice, let's review some key phrases that we covered today. You'll hear a series of sentences. One word is blanked out with a beep. Repeat the sentence, but say the missing word. For example, if you hear, "Can you see where I'm?" you'll say, "Can you see where I'm pointing?" This is a great way to review key vocabulary. Let's give it a try.
I see you brought hard hats, so we're to go. Answer: I see you brought hard hats, so we're good to go.
Okay. First, I'd just like to give you a brief of the project. Answer: okay. First, I'd just like to give you a brief overview of the project.
Let me just something out. Answer: let me just point something out.
The thing I'd most like to your attention to is. Answer: the thing I'd most like to draw your attention to is.
If you'll excuse me, I've got a few things to before then. Answer: if you'll excuse me, I've got a few things to attend to before then.